This is the Sakar Muli of the 30th of June, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to make you into pure, fragrant flowers with this knowledge. Neither should you become a thorn, nor should you bring thorns into this gathering. Question. What is the sign of the children who make effort to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance? Answer. The children who make effort to stay in remembrance remain very happy. It remains in their intellects that they are now to return home and then go into the garden of fragrant flowers. They become fragrant and also make others the same by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Om Shanti. The master of the garden is sitting here. The gardener is here, and you flowers are also here. This is something new. If a new person were to hear this, he would wonder what we were talking about. What is this master of the garden, flowers, etc.? They have never heard of such things in the scriptures. You children now know and also remember the master of the garden and the boatman. He has now come here in order to take you across. The Father says, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Check yourselves to see how far we are going and to what extent you have reached your Satopradhan stage. The more Satopradhan your stage becomes, the more you will be aware that you are now to return home. How far you have reached all depends on your pilgrimage of remembrance. Your happiness will also continue to remain high. The more effort you make, the greater the happiness you will experience. During the days of their examinations, students understand with how many marks they are going to pass. It is the same here. Each of you children knows yourself as to how fragrant you have become and how fragrant you are making others. It is remembered that this is a forest of thorns and that that is a garden of flowers. Muslims also speak of the garden of Allah. They believe that there is a garden there and that whoever goes there receives a flower from God. He fulfills the desires of your mind. It isn't that he picks a flower and gives that, but he gives a vision of whatever is in someone's intellect. Nothing here is based on visions. On the path of devotion, they would even cut their own throats to have a vision. Meera had a vision, and so there is so much respect for her. That is the path of devotion. Devotion has to continue for half a cycle. There is none of this knowledge at that time. There is a great deal of respect for the Vedas, etc. They say that the Vedas are their life. You now understand that all the Vedas and scriptures, etc., are for the path of devotion. There is so much expansion of devotion. That tree is huge. This knowledge is the seed. You are now becoming pure and clean with this knowledge. You are becoming fragrant. This is your garden. No one here would be called a thorn, because no one here indulges in vice. So it would be said that there isn't a single thorn in this garden. Thorns are in the Iron Age. This is now the most auspicious confluence age. How could there be thorns here? If there are any thorns sitting here, they are bringing a loss to themselves, because this is the court of Indra. the angels of this knowledge are sitting here. They are the angels who perform the dance of this knowledge. The names of the main angels, gems, are mentioned. They are remembered as the nine jewels. However, no one knows who they were. The Father simply says, "Remember me." You children now have this understanding in your intellects. You also have the cycle of 84 births in your intellects. In the scriptures, they have mentioned 8.4 million births. The Father has explained to you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, that you have taken 84 births. Now become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. It is so easy. God speaks to you, children. Constantly remember me alone. In order for you children to become fragrant flowers, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Don't become thorns. Here all are very sweet flowers, not thorns. Yes, storms of Maya will come. Maya is so strong that she can very quickly trap you. Then you would have to repent for what you did. Everything you had earned would then be lost. This is a garden. In a garden there are very good flowers. In this garden, too, some are becoming first-class flowers, just like the very good flowers in the Mughal gardens. Everyone goes there to see them. No one would come here to see you. Why would they come to show their faces to you thorns? It is remembered that God washes the dirty clothes. Baba used to memorize the Sikh scriptures, etc. He also used to recite the scriptures continuously. From the age of 8, he would wear a turban on his head and stay in a Sikh temple, Gurdwara. He used to be fully in charge of looking after the temple. You now understand the meaning of washing the dirty clothes. All the praise belongs to Baba alone. The Father now sits here and explains to you children. He tells you children to bring very good flowers here. Those who bring very good flowers would be considered to be good flowers themselves. All of you say that you will become Sri Lakshmi or Narayan. Therefore that means you are roses. So the Father says, "Acha, may you have a rose in your mouth. May it come true. Therefore now make effort to become a constant rose." There are many children. Many subjects are being created. There are the king, queen and subjects there. There are no advisers in the golden age because the kings have that power themselves. They don't need to seek advice from an advisor, etc. Otherwise, the advisor would be considered to be greater than the king. There, gods and goddesses don't need to take advice. Advisors, etc. exist when people have become impure. This only applies to Bharat. There is no other land where kings bow down to kings. It is shown here that those on the path of knowledge are worthy of being worshipped and that those on the path of ignorance are worshippers. Those are double crowned and these are ones with single crowns. No other land is as pure as Bharat was. It used to be paradise, heaven. You are studying to go there. You now have to become flowers. The master of the garden has come. The gardeners are also here. gardeners are number wise. You children also understand that this is a garden in which there can be no thorns. Thorns cause you sorrow. The Father wouldn't cause anyone sorrow. He is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Baba is so sweet. You children have love for the Father. The Father also has love for you children, does he not? This is a study. The Father says, I teach you in a practical way. This one too is studying. Study and then teach others so that they too can change from thorns into flowers. It was because you children became great donors at this time that Bharat is remembered as a great donor. You donate imperishable jewels of this knowledge. Baba has explained that you souls are Rup and Basant, embodiments of yoga who shower jewels of this knowledge. Baba too is Rup and Basant. He has all of this knowledge. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the ocean of knowledge. He is the authority. It is because the One Father is the ocean of knowledge that it is said, if you turned all the oceans into ink, not all the knowledge could be written down. Liberation in life in a second is also remembered. You don't have any scriptures, etc. When people go to hear a pundit speak, they believe that he is a very learned authority. He would have learnt all the Vedas and scriptures by heart. So he carries those sanskars with him and then begins to study them at a young age. You don't carry the sanskars with you. You carry the result of your study. When your study comes to an end, the results will be announced and you will claim your status. You won't take this knowledge with you that you could relate it to anyone there. Here, this is your study. You receive the reward of this in the new world. The Father has explained to you children that Maya is no less powerful. Maya has the power to lead you into degradation, and you would therefore not praise her. She is powerful in causing sorrow, is she not? The Father is powerful in giving happiness. This is why he is praised. This drama is predestined. You experience happiness and you also experience sorrow. You should understand who becomes victorious and who is defeated. The Father comes in Bharat and his birthday is celebrated in Bharat. No one knows when Shiv Baba came or what he did when he came. All name and trace of that has been lost. The name of Sri Krishna, the child, was inserted. In fact, the praise of the beloved Father is separate from the praise of Sri Krishna. That one is incorporeal and this one is corporeal. Sri Krishna is praised as being full of all virtues. You wouldn't praise Shiv Baba in the same way. Someone who has virtues would also have defects. This is why the Father's praise is distinct from the praise of anyone else. The Father is called the immortal image. We too are immortal images. Souls cannot experience death. This is the throne of the immortal soul. Our Baba is the immortal image. It is the body that dies. The immortal image is invoked to come here. He isn't invoked in the Golden Age because there is happiness and only happiness there. This is why it is remembered that everyone remembers God at times of sorrow and that no one remembers him during the time of happiness. There is now so much sorrow in the kingdom of Ravan. The Father is making you into the masters of heaven. Then no one will call out for half a cycle. A physical father decorates his child, gives him his inheritance, and retires. He gives everything to his children and says, "We are now going to the satsang, spiritual gathering. Just continue to send us something to eat." That Baba would not say this. That one says, "Sweetest children, I will give you the sovereignty of the world and then retire. I wouldn't say, send me something to eat." It is the duty of physical children to look after their physical parents. Where else would they obtain something to eat? This father says, "I am the altruistic server." No human being can be altruistic. They would starve to death. I will not starve to death. I am beyond experiencing the fruit of anything. I give you children sovereignty over the world, and then go and rest. My part comes to an end. It then starts again on the path of devotion. This drama is predestined. The Father sits here and explains its secrets to you. In fact, your parts are the longest. Therefore, you should receive a prize. While I am resting, you become the masters of Brahmand and also the masters of the world. Your names become great. Only you know the secrets of this drama. You are flowers of this knowledge. Not a single person in the world outside is this. There is the difference of day and night. They are in the night and you are going into the day. Nowadays they have tree planting ceremonies. God is now planting the sapling of the human tree. Look at the wonder that the Father performs. He changes human beings into deities, beggars, into princes. You have now come to make a bargain with the Unlimited Father. You say, "Baba, change me from a beggar to a prince." Shiv Baba says, "This one is a very good customer." You also call him the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. There is no other donation like this one. He is the bestower of happiness. The Father says, "I also give you happiness on the path of devotion." Visions, etc., are fixed in the drama. The Father now sits here and explains all that he does. As you make further progress, he will continue to explain more. By the end, you will reach your number-wise karmatit stage. Even though all of this is fixed in the drama, you are still inspired to make effort. Remember the Father. There truly is to be the Mahabharat war. Everyone will die. Then only you people of Bharat will remain here and rule the world. The Father has now come to teach you. He alone is the ocean of knowledge. This is a play. There should be no confusion about this. Maya will bring storms. The Father explains, don't be afraid of them. Many dirty thoughts will come. That too happens when you are adopted by Baba. Until you are adopted, Maya doesn't battle with you as much. Storms come after you are adopted. This is why the Father says, Be careful about who has adopted you. If someone is weak, he would end up as a subject. It is good to claim a royal status. Otherwise, you would have to become a maid or a servant. The Sun Dynasty and Moon Dynasty kingdoms are now being established. Atcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Become Rup and Basant. Donate the imperishable jewels of this knowledge and thereby become a great donor. Teach others this study of yours. 2. Don't be afraid or confused about anything. Take care of yourself and ask yourself what type of flower you are. Check that there isn't any bad odour in you. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of power and finish the iron-aged mountain of weaknesses with determination. To be disheartened, to be influenced by any sanskar or adverse situation, to be attracted to any person or material comfort. Finish for all time with determination the iron-aged mountain of all weaknesses, that is, become victorious over those things. Victory is the garland around your neck. Have this awareness and thereby become a constant embodiment of power. This is your return of love. Just as Sakar Baba showed you this by becoming a pillar with his stage, so you must follow the Father in the same way and become a pillar of all virtues. Slogan. The facilities are for service, not for you to become one who loves rest and comfort. Avyakt signal. Practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. When an atom bomb explodes somewhere, its radiation spreads over everyone. That is an atom bomb, and this is a soul conscious bomb. Its influence will attract many souls, and the number of people coming will easily increase. Therefore, increase the practice of soul consciousness in the gathering. Become an embodiment of awareness, and the atmosphere will become powerful. Om Shanti.